Trey McBride was thrown 8 passes in the Cardinals' August 9th practice and caught 7 of them, one a touchdown on a crossing route. That is from Theo Mackey's camp file at AZ Central. And it was the standout line of the practice on a day when most of the receiving corps had a quieter time of it, including a 0-for-4 outing from Marvin Harrison Jr. The June preview made McBride the simplest bet on the Arizona roster. The core claim? His target volume is the whole case and the most durable signal we track at the position. He led all tight ends in targets last season by roughly 50, caught 126 passes, more than every wide receiver in football except one, and did most of it catching passes from Jacoby Brissett, which is why we called the workload about as quarterback-proof as it gets. The only cloud we named was the quarterback contract standoff, and even that was a dent risk, not a thesis risk. This week's evidence points the same direction from two angles. The practice line says the new staff under Mike LaFleur is feeding McBride the way the old numbers promised, exactly what LaFleur's sky is the limit talk in June suggested. And the quarterback play around him was as clean as preseason gets. Brissett went 5-for-5 with a touchdown on the starters series against the Raiders, and Cardinals quarterbacks combined to go 15 of 15 for 123 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half per the Associated Press. A functional passing game does not change McBride's case. It just raises what the case pays. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The target volume was the bet, and every look this window, practice charting included, shows the volume intact under the new staff. The checkable items for next week: McBride's usage when the starters play against Dallas on August 22nd, and whether the practice files keep showing him as the first read. If the 8 target practice days keep stacking, there is nothing left to argue about here. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.